the Secretary of Transportation is an old friend of mine. We served together in the House, but I think this is a very bad idea. It's not a new idea. It's been tried. It was tried in England. Margaret Thatcher said, let's privatize our British rail system. Let's carve it up into different jurisdictions, different companies. It turned out to be a disaster. Not only did the trains stop running and running on time, but they had serious compromises of safety. I mean, we can just look at their experience and see that the administration's proposal is not going to work. If we are going to maintain a national passenger rail system, an important source of commuter trains on the East Coast and across the United States, we need to assume, as every country does, that there has to be federal assistance for that to continue.
But does there have to be one single national passenger rail service?
Imagine, if you will, that the state of Illinois wants to continue service as we presently know it, and the state of Missouri decides to bail out, or the state of Kentucky decides they don't want to be part of it either. At that point, where does the train go? It stops at the border. If you're going to accept the premise that we need to travel between major cities in our country and maintain Amtrak service, we have to take the same basic approach they did with the interstate highway system. This is a national need to be served by a national commitment, and to do it on a state-by-state basis is a recipe for disaster.
What sort of funding do you think passenger rail needs in the U.S.? What number compared with what we have now?
Well, let's put it in this perspective. The federal government spends about $30 billion a year on highways. The federal government spends about $12 billion a year on airports. I think that we should spend in the neighborhood and range of $1 billion a year to maintain and upgrade national passenger rail service. Look what we'll get from it. With high-speed rail, which I think is just over the horizon, we can reach it. We're going to see faster and more reliable trains, more frequent service. And what it's going to mean, of course, is less traffic congestion on the highways, cleaner environment, and less dependence on foreign oil. Those are pretty good dividends for a form of transportation which is in place now and just needs a federal commitment.
Is there anything more that should be done to provide impetus that Amtrak does not only have more funding, but that it's run well?
Well, I think we've got to continue to press for more efficiency in the operation of Amtrak. But we have kind of taken the notion in Washington that for years we could shortchange Amtrak on capital investments and get by. As a result, a lot of the trains are sitting by idly sidetracks, and it can't be used for daily operations. We haven't seen an upgrading of equipment. We haven't seen the safety measures in place after September 11th that many of us have been begging for. You can't do this on the cheap. If we are going to have a national passenger rail service, we want it to be something that is ready for the 21st century, not some echo or nostalgic reference to the past. It has to be modern, and it has to be reliable.
Should private enterprise have a role in it?
I won't rule out private enterprise, but I think first we have to have a national commitment. If we can blend into that the private sector, all well and good, but the national commitment has to be there.